Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Eagles first and 10, left to right at the 14 of Dallas, leading 7-6. Hurts in an empty gun. They blitz him. He just steps out of that tackle, lobs it in the end zone, caught by Goddard at the one, and steps in for the touchdown.
I don't know if I've heard Brad Sham so defeated during calls for an entire game, but that's what happened yesterday, 34-6. The Dallas Cowboys lose again at home. They get destroyed at home again. This is Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We have a Tolo Tiki giveaway along with all of your phone calls and your Odyssey app rage at 7:20 this morning. But we have to play what happened after the game. How long did it take for you to realize that the Ferguson CeeDee Lamb pass in the end zone was sun-related? Did it take CeeDee pointing up or communicating on the sidelines to Mike McCarthy? Did you just think? At first, I thought it was a miscommunication between those two because they were in the same area. Mm. Probably bad play design right there. And who was supposed to get it? Was right. Ferg? I thought Ferg was letting it go for Lamb. And maybe Lamb thought Ferg was going to get it, so that's why the ball escaped him.
And then, you know, if you're going to track a ball in the sun, and it doesn't matter if you're playing baseball or what, like, taking your eye off it is the one thing that really, like, you can't do. Like, you can take your eye off the ball.
But sometimes you don't have a choice.
Right, sometimes you don't have a choice. You can take your eye off the ball, like, and then still pick it back up. But when the sun's involved, I mean, you're really cooked if you take your eye off it. And I think that's what happened with CD, is he thought Ferg was going to get it, so his eyes went over there. And to try to pick the ball back up, it was just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, when you're sitting in the stadium, it can be a little difficult at times because you're, like, alternating between looking up at the TV broadcast and watching. So it probably wasn't, I probably didn't realize that that's what was at play until like 20 minutes after, and you started seeing some of the stuff on social media, because in the moment it looked like they screwed up communication, and that when CeeDee was going to the sideline, it looked like, oh, CeeDee's just complaining with Mike about play calling or something.
This was 7-3 though, right? Yeah. This was a huge moment in the game.
Absolutely.
You take the lead with a touchdown.
Yes.
Instead, they settle for the field goal to make it 7-6. So it's not like Jerry Jones tomorrow is not going to be comfortable bringing this up at 8:30. It's not like they were getting blown out. We got 40 other things to worry about. No, this was 7-3, and you were going to take the lead with a touchdown. And I tweeted the reporters, including Bobby, and none of them listened to me.
Well,
thanks to all you guys. So we just got to catch the heat for being cowards every week with the Jerry interview. I tweeted all the reporters and said, can someone please ask Jerry about the sun so we don't have to?
It got asked.
It did.
Look at your stupid face and your stupid voice. That tells everything. You got us. How did it happen?
So Jerry wrapped up after his quick 5 minutes. So he'll usually do 12 minutes outside the locker. He did five, and then he wrapped it. And then when he wrapped it, he will then walk away. And so as we're walking, you'll ask him some questions. Then he'll stop outside the elevator and talk for another 5 minutes. So usually you get him for 20 or so, but this time he cut the time outside the locker short. And then as he's walking away from the locker to do his walk, he turned back around and went, oh, by the way, we know where the sun is.
He brought it up.
Yes, but we still knew we had time to ask him questions. We were still going to ask him questions walking along the way, just away from the thing. Sorry, we were wanting to get to things like, when are you going to fire this head coach years? that we were trying to run through that. We already know what he's going to say about the Sun, but he did. He wanted to volunteer.
I would have told you what he was going to say about Mike. Of course, he did address McCarthy afterwards, and he said, no interest in making a coaching. Well, you know, we'll play it for you and just go ahead and get that out of the way. Mike McCarthy, still safe for the job status?
I changed coaches in the season with Wade and have always regretted it. And as a matter of fact, I made a change with Chan Gailey after 2 years. I regretted that. That's not enough. You need to give yourself a chance. I've had a lot more rope than that. In my time, I'm not anybody pulling it short on me.
But that Wade team was 1-7, right? I mean, when you made that change.
Well, but still, what are we? 3-6.
Okay.
Well, that's better. That's better math. But I sure don't sit around and say, "Well, now we get minus two more, and we're going to be in there." I really don't.
Yeah.
And no, I just Mike's a heck of a coach. He's a great coach in my mind, and has and should. Have the opportunity to do better than we're playing right now. So like I said, I haven't had good experience changing coaches in the middle of the season.
Man, he was super nice to Mosley right there.
Mosley.
Maybe he thought he was talking to a blind person. Well,
I mean, Matt's got the glasses on now. I don't know if that
all he's missing is the stick.
That's it. I don't know, Matt. Maybe Matt was trying to be a little bit...
should have had... Mosley should have been the one to ask about the Sun.
Yes.
He's wearing the sunglasses. How would you have asked it, Matt?
Jerry, the Sun coming from the... It sets in the West, and this time of year, it's, you know, daylight savings is over, so it's quite early, and it's in the eyes of CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, I got lightheaded right there. This is what Jerry actually had to say about the Sun while stopping down and bringing it up to reporters.
By the way, we know where the Sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not, so we do know where the damn Sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up?
Why not mitigate that?
What?
The Sun and CeeDee Lamb.
Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, build another. You kidding me?
But it's not, you don't have
everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the Sun's going to be. So every team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the Sun is and not calling
us? I'm saying the world knows where the Sun is. Get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the Sun, and what about the Sun? Where's the moon? But we're fine, but everybody plays in the Sun out here.
Where's the moon?
So where's the moon was trending afterwards.
I think you know where the Sun's going to be more than a year in advance. I think
he means in terms of they know when they find out a year in advance when their games are going to be played.
So there's only one other stadium that is there used to be two stadiums that were impacted by the Sun the way we are, right? They were east-west facing stadiums that were either outdoor or had windows like we do in the NFL. All right. One was the L.A. Coliseum, which was built pre-war, pre-first war, okay? And then the other one...
Russia-Ukraine, you mean.
Right, absolutely.
That recent.
And then the other one is, now it's called Highmark Stadium. We know it as Ralph Wilson.
Buffalo's.
Okay? Now, little Google search, how are the Bills building their new stadium? Are they building it east-west? No, it's right next door, north-south. Like, nobody builds their stadium. Now, if you want to build it east-west... You can have it in a full dome, like the Mercedes-Benz dome, whatever. Like, the Sun doesn't really impact it there.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, they're all south.
I think he thinks it's some sort of home field advantage, honestly. But like the way the crown of Texas Stadium used to be, how it's like, well, this is difficult on everybody. It's like, well, it's more difficult on the people coming in here because they don't have to play with it consistently. We play with it. I genuinely think.
Really? Don't think it was a construction mistake? Because that is what this really gets him riled up. And tomorrow, again, it's not going to be fun talking about this. It's going to get really, really uncomfortable. I think he thinks people are trying to suggest y'all screwed up. You overlooked that with this magnificent piece of art out here, and y'all overlooked something so simple and obvious.
I don't think they did it necessarily on purpose. I mean, maybe they did, but I think it's more just that's the stubbornness of doing anything about it. It's just like, well, it's like a quirk. It's like a trait of our stadium, and we can use it as an advantage. Like, I think he thinks of it as some sort of advantage.
What do you think, Choppy?
I think Bobby's
has
right.
Buffalo or any of those other stadiums ever admitted that they messed up the build?
And is the Sun ever out in Buffalo?
The Sun's never out in Buffalo, right? I don't think it's ever been a big deal, because like also the way the stadium is here with the windows, first of all, it might magnify it when you have those windows shut, right? It might actually magnify it, but also it's lower. When the other stadiums, they've got stands up there. So when it gets to the lowest point,
it blocks it. There's a lot of people who think that he wants it for the television aesthetics. He cares more about the way the stadium looks on TV than it affecting anything on the field. That the Sun in there, it's not a joke. It's beautiful. That's a theory that people have, is the TV aesthetics that are out there.
I do think Bobby's got a point. Like, I do think he does think now, at least he's trying to talk himself into it. I don't think he thinks it. I think he's trying to convince himself that it is some kind of advantage.
Because, look, he is right. Everyone does have to deal with it, right? Now, should you determine what you do to start the game, therefore determining what happens third quarter? Based on that, probably. Should you adjust your play calling?
Yeah.
That was the follow-up there with the reporter. So is it more on Mike? Why are you going to throw that pass if the Sun is going to be a factor and blind your wide receiver? And then someone on my Instagram page said, imagine counting on a Sun home field advantage that could affect or harm you 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Imagine that being into your planning, your thought process.
Yeah. I mean, what do you just go there and change your visor?
And this is what we're going to ask him tomorrow. Why do you draw the curtains for other events there? Why do you pull the curtains for Monster Truck? Why do you pull the curtains for WrestleMania? Dave Hellman tweeted out the evidence. Why do you pull the curtains for concerts? Why do you do it then?
So I would think he would say he has nothing to do with those events making those decisions. That's like, they're using the facility and they want that up there. And so for him, it's just like, well, that's not my call. But for me, it's, this is what I want to do. But he's...
Maybe that's the first thing. Do you think of the Sun as an advantage for you guys because you're used to it? Maybe that's a different way to ask it, because CeeDee Lamb afterwards totally disagreed with Jerry.
Are you in favor of curtains?
Yes, 1,000%.
Would you talk to Jerry about that?
I mean, y'all doing my job right now.
Y'all are doing my job right now. So thank you, CeeDee Lamb. Thank you for giving us the opening for this tomorrow at 8:30. Here's the bigger problem as well. The entire team could march to Jerry's office this morning, knock on his door and say, we would like you to put curtains up. We're high octane where we were. We're supposed to be built offensively. We don't want this. This is a problem. It's annoying. Can you please block it? He wouldn't give a rat's ass.
No.
He wouldn't give one, just like he said about the tours. All the players could go and say, it's distracting. We don't want other people in the building. This is our home. You know, it's uncomfortable. And here he said, I don't care one bit.
You know, Brian just texted us a photo, and he goes, even Alex Kemp, the referee, was having problems with the Sun. This was on the Micah sack fumble. Like, Alex Kemp can't see. He's having to cover his eye. Yeah. Maybe that's why Jerry dressed up as a blind referee. It's because they were staring into the Sun in his stadium so much.
This does
feel like it has, maybe it's just our way of thinking about it. We think of it through a Cowboys lens. I don't feel like this has benefited them more, though. I feel like more consistently they get burned by it.
I think they do. It feels like they do. Baylor did this with their basketball stadium. They not Sun related, but like, they screwed up the build. They put the camera well too high. So you were looking basically from the bird's eye view of the game. So they went 1 year with it, and then this year they've changed it up. Now it's a little bit too low, but it's much, much better. It's just the refusal to admit when you're wrong. Like just admit it. Just admit it. Look, we screwed up. We didn't think of it. We didn't think of it when we built the stadium. Like, that's okay. It's not okay, but it is. It's better than this. It's better than this. Just refusing.
Yeah, it's an absolute refusal.
To admit when you did something wrong.
It feels like the only stadium really in football, because that's one of the things about football stadiums. in baseball, you get the different dimensions and the different things that can like impact the game. This one feels like one of the only ones in the NFL where the dimensions or the design of your stadium impacts the game.
All right, line up the calls for two reasons. Number one, it's your turn to vent on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. You go off Odyssey app messages, and we want you to win the brand new ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Maybe Choppy can put the Cowboy apparel back on his head for the commercial-free expressway. And what Micah Parsons said about Mike McCarthy after the game, you may not have heard this. We'll play it for you next.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And five, third down. Hurts dancing, looking. I thought I heard whistles. He runs up out of the pocket. He throws it in the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown by Johnny Wilson.
That was the call right here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. It's DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, back from the stadium. And he's putting the bag back on. And he's doing it for the expressway, or at least until he passes out. Ralph, James, Chop. Oh.
Should you take the hat off, maybe, if you're going to put the bag on?
No, it's the hat keeps it far enough away from me. I don't know. I just, like, the...
Does that say Matka?
Yeah.
Matka, yeah. Make America's team great again.
Oh, Texas William with the inspiration. My father-in-law just said I double dog RJ to wear that at 8:30 tomorrow. No.
It's right. Double dog dare.
I already
what did I
say?
Double dog.
I double dog dare you.
I already considered that one.
Yeah. We would all be fired then. We would all be fired if you wore the Cowboys depressing brown paper bag representing the Pat Swilling New Orleans Aints way back in the day when we were growing up. I think it was Ricky Jackson.
Ricky Jackson. That was one of the guys the 94 49ers bought to win their Super Bowl.
All right, so Choppy's representing 877-881-1053 to text, to call. We have a Tolo ticket giveaway, and we're going to get to the Odyssey app messages as well. After this, Pepe, we have to play what happened. Micah Parsons was asked after the game about Mike McCarthy remaining this team's coach.
Mike's on the final year of his contract, so outside there's, of course, going to be questions. What's the sentiment inside the locker room, and what do you tell people who are wondering about whether McCarthy will be your coach next year?
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
You know, if he stopped after the first part, I could 100% defend him.
Mm-hmm.
Mike can leave. When you read that, I knew it was going to happen. I thought Jori Epstein did a nice job in her follow-up tweet saying, for what it's worth, I think Mike was trying to say, look, Mike is still, he can still go coach somewhere.
Right.
Zach Martin is going to be done playing. That's why I really feel bad for. Look at RJ's side eye. I can't look at him and not laugh with the side eye to the Cowboys paper bag. So that first part, okay. But then the part about these guys did more work than Mike McCarthy ever did, that felt like a little bit of a side swipe. Bobby, how are you reading this? Were you there for this?
Are you there?
No, I was with Jerry when Micah was talking. But
and I heard four people. Zach Wilczek said there's four people in the McCarthy presser. Everyone else is. Couldn't Jerry talk after Mike's done?
No, you know better than that.
Like, come on, man. Like, that is a, I know that this is an old stale point, but we really haven't delved into it. Man, if I was Tad Carper, the PR guy, I would say, look, we got to separate this. You're showing up and you're disrespecting the head coach. Talk when he's done. Be waiting for that. The head coach has to speak first, and then you go ahead and speak. But four people are in there. What, I would like to get Jason Garrett over a glass of red wine one day and say, did you care? Did you actually like it that everyone was in the hallway while you were addressing what just happened with your football team?
Betty loves it. Yeah, I mean, Mike loved only having four people in there.
It's got some I think positives and some negatives.
This would be a perfect example of double-sided McCarthy. Like, oh, yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. Like, he likes that there's not 15 more questions to him. But I bet the other half of Mike feels disrespected, and this is a joke. This is a perfect double slight.
Well, yeah, and I bet he's also sitting there going, like, I'm answering these questions, but I don't know what's getting teed up for me on Monday based on what's being said out there right now. I'm sure he doesn't like that aspect of it. But, yeah, just basically, I mean, his press conference went for 5 minutes, I think, yesterday. Oh, something like that. It was very short. But
sorry, yes. Side rant.
No, Micah's quote there is, I don't think the first part's bad. Where he says, yeah, look, I mean, Mike's going to have another opportunity, but I feel bad for this guy over here. The first one is a little where it's like, that's who I want to hold the trophy for. So it's almost like, there's literally no interest in holding up the trophy for the head coach is what it sounds like. But then to come back and just say, you want to do it with those legends who put in more time and more work than Mike McCarthy ever did. And look, some people, and I think some people did. I was going to say could argue, but I think some people did argue that, well, he's talking about Zach Martin's been here for 11 years and Mike McCarthy's been here for 5. So that is more time and work put in here in Dallas. It's like, regardless of the context of where it was or anything else, for you to put it in those terms, that's there's no way to utter the words put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did without having it sound harsh. And so those are very particular words that feel like chosen.
You think Micah's calculated?
Yeah, I think Micah uses the exact terminology that he means to and describes things the way he does. And so, I mean, that may be something to ask Jerry about tomorrow too. It's just Micah said this after the game. What do you think about that?
Let's play it one more time and then let's see what Choppy thinks.
Mike's on the final year of his contract, so outside there's of course going to be questions. What's the sentiment inside the locker room, and what do you tell people who are wondering about whether McCarthy will be your coach next year?
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but the guys, I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Look, I agree with you.
His nose is sticking out of the eye hole now.
Is it?
You're good. Matka.
He's trying to breathe.
No, I'm trying to see without. I'm getting cross-eyed in here. Look, I think I made the eye holes too far apart. I'm going to have to just cut a big, giant slit over the middle. I think I agree with you. I think this was he didn't mean it in the way like, well, Mike's never done anything in the league. I think he means like he can go somewhere else. It's not the end of the world for him. Coaches can come and go as they please. He'll have a job next year. Players have a very finite amount of time where they can be players and do what they do.
Boy, that's a bad quote, though. Because in terms of saying who put in more time and more work than Mike McCarthy has here in Dallas. If you say that, he said put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Yeah,
that's a brutal way to say it. It's a slip of the tongue, it's a brutal slip of the tongue that requires Micah Parsons to say something on his podcast tonight about it. If that is genuinely a slip of the tongue, he needs to straighten it out tonight.
That's true. But you know, it's like sometimes do we take what interviews are difficult, right? When you do like you get into it, you start talking, and all of a sudden you're not. It's not a pre-plan. It's not scripted what you're saying. So it is off the cuff. But sometimes you screw up when you talk. Like, it happens. It happens to even, like, the best of the interviewees out there.
How many times have we had Micah clarify anything he said? It doesn't really happen. Micah generally says what he means to say.
Maybe he'll clarify tomorrow during the podcast. So is this something or nothing? Choppy, you vote nothing.
I vote on a scale of 1 to 10. It's a three.
Are those tears?
It's a two or three.
Or is that a tattoo? Tears.
Yeah, well,
prison tat.
Yeah, I killed three people in prison. That's what I did. I knocked off three. No. I think it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 2 or 3.
Okay.
No, I mean,
that'd be something.
It's something until Micah clarifies that it's not something. If Micah comes out tonight and reiterates or changes things up, fine, then maybe we can look at it a little differently. But until it's clarified, and depending on how it's clarified, it's something.
All right, let's hear from the Tolos. Matt in Fort Worth, start us off, brother. You are live on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning, guys. Last week I spoke about how this team was dumb. Fortunately, they didn't put a drive together to do anything dumb. So I got the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, they did have a drive till Zeke fumbled it.
Yes.
That was a drive.
So that's part of the bad. So the good is Overshawn and Parsons was the only good thing out there yesterday. The bad, Mike wanting the ball first. Obviously, you can see Parsons was ready. Why would you not put the defense out there? Play calling was bad. Carson, let's take number 21 off because you're disrespecting prime time. Cooper Rush, as Charles would say, he was terrible. That was just terrible, Kenny, terrible. And then the ugly. The sun, the beautiful sun, reared its ugly head again. I mean, you guys talked about it. I don't ever remember going, hey, Jefferson, haha, the sun got you. No, it always gets the Cowboys because it's the way it is. Jerry is stubborn. He's going to double down on not putting anything up to block the sun. And now he's doubling down on that and not even the decision of where to build the stadium. He's just never going to change it. See you guys Friday.
Thanks for the call. Oh, Rono,
yes, right.
The Firehouse Tour. Matt in Fort Worth said he's showing up. Sweet. Martin in Dallas. Martin, you're next up here on Sean and RJ.
Yeah, man. I was reading this article from 2017, November 23rd. They're saying that this has been spoke of. The sun's been in our eyes since 2017. You know, yesterday reminded me of that 13-3 2007 loss we had against Seattle. That little boy in front of that TV, I was that same little boy in front of that TV getting our ass kicked against the Eagles yesterday. Jerry, sell the team, Jerry. Come on, what you waiting for? You got so much money. Go home and just chill out. I've been a Cowboys fan since out the womb, man. I'm tired of losing. I don't know about y'all, man, but I'm from Dallas. Grew up, born and raised. I'm tired of losing, man. Tired of looking at my son. Now I see my son. He's that little boy from 2007 that I once was, looking at the TV ready to break that motherfucker.
Oh! Whoa!
Hey!
All right.
My gosh.
Easy with the MFs there. Easy with the MFs.
Come on, Martin.
Come on, Martin.
Whoa.
Joe and Plano, you're next up on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, could somebody please tell me why Jerry Jones is the only person on the planet that cannot tell Zeke Elliott is done? Stick a fork in him. I mean, every time they hand him the ball, it's a negative 1 yard. And then the fumble. If I remember right, the Cowboys had a chance to take the lead on that touchdown if he doesn't fumble the ball. And I don't know if that makes a difference in the game, but at least it makes us fans feel a little better. But I'm with the other guys. sell the team, Jerry, please, God. I've been a Cowboy fan for over 50 years. I'm 62 years old now. And I've never been this ashamed of this team in my entire life.
Thank you for the call, brother. Jerry's stubbornness, to me, is becoming the number one storyline of this season. I don't remember talking about it this much in our 15 years together. And I talk about this in real world situations with family members, with yourself, with our room, with people that you deal with. And it sucks. There's like no way to beat it. There's no way to break through it. It feels impossible. You're being held hostage by stubbornness and ego and pride.
He has a philosophy that probably worked to get him to where he is that he just doesn't want to change. And it's what the philosophy that allowed him to be the Cowboys owner is crippling him as the Cowboys owner. And, you know, that's the stubbornness with the son. It's the stubbornness with the organizational structure.
Yeah.
The stubbornness with, I don't want to fire a coach in the middle of the whatever. Whatever it is.
Unfortunately, and this is my opinion, this may piss him and them off over there. It's the way I feel. I think, you know, Jerry Jones views the Dallas Cowboys. He really does view it as his team. He's not a shepherd of the team. It's not the city's team.
Shepherd.
It's not the Dallas. It's not the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Jerry Cowboys. It really is. Again, and one day, I know he doesn't want to deal with hypotheticals. He always gets asked the GM question. One day, it has to be asked of him, if next year you stepped down as GM and it guaranteed you a Super Bowl, would you do it? I don't think he'll ever answer it, because I think deep down the answer is no, I would not give it up, even if it meant another Super Bowl for the Metroplex and for Cowboy fans all over the world. I think he would reject it as a hypothetical. I'm not going to deal with something, but that's the next great Jerry White Whale question I would like to see answered. Tommy in Jersey, listening on the Odyssey app. Tommy, you're live on The Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, listen, not only do I got to sit here and be mad about the Cowboys, I got to listen to the Philly news because I live in the Philly market, and they're sitting there saying how, oh, the Cowboys are complaining that the sun is what cost them the game. I'm like, shut up. People are so clueless. I can't take it here. However, listen, we've been winning the last 3 years, right? Jerry says a lot of weird stuff. And he's saying, and because we're winning, doesn't matter. But now that we're losing, it really looks bad because he sounds idiotic. The whole combativeness about how hard is it to shut the shades? What does he think? Our team's not good. They haven't been good since we got blown out in the Packer game. I checked out. This has been one of my most stressless seasons. I'm 55. I've been a fan since like 40 years, 40 plus years.
Yeah.
And I've checked out. I've watched games all year, and I sit there. And I don't get mad. I'm like, I expect it. I expect all this bad play. The play calling was horrible yesterday. The defense, listen, they played good in the first half. Overshown and Micah being back was great.
Yeah.
And what Micah said, it's pretty telling. It's pretty telling. Whether he said it the way you guys are thinking, he probably did. But listen, it's a bad octave. Well, I'm probably saying it wrong, but whatever. you know.
Thank you for the call, Tommy. Appreciate it. Look, see, they're doing it on TV right now. They're doing it on TV.
This is the story of the week.
This is unfair. Mike McCarthy can leave and go wherever he wants. That is unfair. Unless they're talking about him, we'll spy on Rex Ryan and Orlovsky. Unless they paint this picture accurately and correctly, that's not even the worst part of the comment the quote.
It's not.
And they're putting that up. He can leave and go. It's like he can go take a hike.
Right.
That is tremendously unfair. Unless they're talking about it a different way, which I'm willing to bet they're not.
No,
I would bet they're not. I mean, like they know. They know what sells. They know. Maybe they don't.
Yeah, you have to have a little bit of integrity. You know, cover it accurately.
Absolutely. But that's the reality of it. And I'll tell you this. You know, how much did you think watching that game? What percent chance did you think that Mike was not going to have a job by the end of the day?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Like
it creeped into my mind.
Maximum 1%.
Yeah.
But, I'm close to zero. And honestly, I don't want it now because I want the team to keep getting trounced for the draft pick. deep down. That's the way I really feel. I've said that for the past couple weeks, and I think a lot of fans agree. But I don't see a point now.
Oh, I don't see a point either. It did creep.
You
want
to change play calling to Schottenheimer? Maybe we ask Jerry that tomorrow. But no. At no point yesterday did I think that Mike McCarthy was gone today. Bob, did you?
Like you 1% maybe. I do think the possibility is open that it could happen this year if things keep going poorly. Like if you do lose all the way through the Thanksgiving Day game, that talking to people yesterday, just people in the media, people around the league outside here, like outside observers, people with the team, like just talking to different folks yesterday, I was like, what's the point where you could see him flipping? And they said, lose three more in a row. Get to Thanksgiving and lose to the Giants. That might do it.
All right. The Tolos have hit up the Odyssey app to record their Cowboy thoughts today.
Yeah, guys, first up, we got Jeff in Forney, Texas, talking about his thoughts about the Cowboys' 34-6 loss to the Eagles.
Two things about these Cowboys.
Two things.
Why didn't Cooper Rush play any preseason games? And then also, this is not the first time Jerry or the Cowboys have complained about the sun in the stadium. Jerry just needs to get it right. Well, settle team.
Well, they just they wanted Trey Lance to get all the possible reps. And they told you yesterday they don't feel like Trey Lance is anywhere near close to being able to play. We'll talk about that maybe at 8 o'clock, the Trey Lance quarterback plan and how embarrassing. They made it so much worse with that little stunt. It was like cute. I'll save it for 8. Another Odyssey app message, Pepe. Let's go ahead. And then don't forget, we have a brand new Tolo ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway.
Yeah, guys, next up on the Odyssey app, we have Luke and Plano sounding off.
The players want Mike gone based on their offensive lackluster performance. There were wide-open throws that Cooper would have made in his sleep last year, and the game would have been a lot different had that happened. Play calling was bad, but it seemed intentional.
Well, Bobby, you could probably speak to the overhead view of receivers getting open, but that would surprise me if you told me that they were because of what's plagued them all year long, lack of wide receiver, separation and tight window throws. I don't know if I believe. First of all, it didn't look like they called any plays beyond 8 to 10 yards, which of course they did, but everything feels like a screen and 4, 5, 6 yards short of the sticks.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the quarterback decides, you know, if he's, I'm sure on every one of those 2 yard throws, there was a guy that was running 10, 15 yards downfield. I mean, they just decided to throw it short.
Yeah, well, and it's depending on what the play is. Like, you may be setting up a screen, and somebody going that far down the field isn't even part of the progression. Right. They're in there. But no, I think that yesterday, would there have been some opportunities? Yeah, like some of those could have been completed. Some of those throws that Cooper threw downfield, he doesn't have great arm strength. Like, he's not going to get the ball. There was
underthrow Lamb.
There was the underthrow to Lamb that hit somebody in the back of the head. There was the third down throw on the opening drive where he couldn't get the ball there. Like, it's just, he's not got a great. You saw him short hop a 5 yard throw to Hunter Lipke in the flat.
Cowboy, not one, but Cowboy 2 in Dallas is live on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, boss.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Sean, Bobby, RJ. Hey, morning. I was just thinking, I was agreeing with RJ. First of all, it's not stubbornness. It's Jerry is senile. He's 82 years old. He's making senile decisions. First of all, Trey Lance, he got to start the rest of the season. Maybe he can get a little bit of experience under his belt, so maybe he can be trade bait, or we either have him being the second string quarterback. I'd rather have him second string quarterback because Cooper Rush isn't any good. Jerry, please don't do any more stupid trades. You know what I'm saying? You're going to give away all our draft capital to where we don't have any next year. Then let McCarthy go. His offense is trash. Bring in somebody like a Ben Johnson or somebody new, somebody exciting. Because Mike McCarthy, this little West Coast or Texas Coast offense, as you call it, is straight trash. Everybody knows the plays. So that's my thought on it. Please, Jerry, do something about it because Cowboy fans are tired, sick of losing. I was on the couch yesterday looking at it, and I knew all this was going to happen. I said 7 wins before the season even started. Now we may get to 5 with Carolina and the Giants behind that. We may beat them, and that's a maybe. But everything else is going to be a loss. So please, everybody, just hold on for the ride. Hopefully everything next year will be better. We go get the running back from Boise State, get some draft some linemen, and maybe and that comeback
better next year. And maybe next year will be a lot better.
Thank you for the call, boss. Appreciate it. Look, I think we're in a decent place right now for the grand plan. We're in a decent spot. I may have to go ahead and talk about that a little bit later on as a separate segment. But if you're like me, you're not that miserable during the games. Your frustration and anger has left. You're kind of chuckling now. You're kind of laughing. And once the game turns and it's obvious they're going to lose, you want it to get worse. Because that's the only way, that's the only chance we have to go Parcells 2.0. They have to be forced into something drastic. And everything is lining up right now in order for that to happen. The problem could be making this job attractive enough for someone important enough to come in. More on that later. Sean and McKinney. Sean, you're next up here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
In the immortal words of the late, great Dennis Green, they are what we thought they were. Let me repeat, they are what they thought we were.
But did we let them off the hook?
No, we don't. Okay. Jerry Jones has never been a good owner. He's never had success on the field. The 90s Super Bowls were a byproduct of a really stupid trade with Minnesota. And Jimmy Johnson coming in and actually knowing what the players were in college to draft the right guys. 30-plus years later, now we've got Steven who thinks he's a draft Miyagi. And not a draft Miyagi, but a salary cap Miyagi. Listen, Jerry and Steven, listen to me. Listen carefully. The Detroit Lions are better than you. The Buffalo Bills are better than you. All of the teams that have been perennial losers while you've been mediocre are better than you. It's time to hang them up, guys, because you're not going to ever make anything different. And the bad part, and I'll leave it at this, is Jerry now is at the age where he is feeling his mortality, and he's going to dig in deeper, and he's going to be more hard-headed, and Steven's going to sit there and play his cap games, guys, and it's not going to change until we have different leadership at the top. And unfortunately, that's not going to probably happen in Jerry's lifetime. I'm out.
Thanks for the call.
I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. Jerry is, I think, feeling his own mortality. It happens. It's human nature. He's not going to go and do things that are going to reset the team to make him farther away. And I think that's the fallacy that goes into this is, being farther away in a lot of cases actually does bring you closer to success. Because there is that hamster wheel that you get on where you just can't get out of it. That's what they are on. That's what they're on.
But they were close. Like they were relatively close, and they just chose not to do anything to push it over the edge, which is weird.
Yes. Yes. Sammy Mesquite, you're next up here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, home of the Cowboys. Go ahead, Sammy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Tolo Fushoto. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I think that the window has just been open too long. You can keep the window open a long time if you have a true franchise quarterback. And for as much as I love Dak, the kind of person he is and the turmoil that he's been through his life, I'm rooting for him, but it's just not showing up on the field. Great quarterbacks put the team on their shoulders, and he just wasn't doing that this year. Next year, they need to get a coach, not with pedigree that says, hey, I know how to do it. They need to get a coach that has a chip on his shoulder, a young coach like a Ben Johnson, someone like that that's really going to turn this team over in offense. And then just trade Micah. You have to use that guy for some collateral. If they get a low pick this year and trade Micah, hey, that's more capital for the next coach. But hey, I love you guys. Tolo for show, though. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call, man.
I would love them to get Ben Johnson. I just don't see it.
I don't think they'd even interview him.
$15 million, the reported asking price.
Well, that would be an instant no for one, but also like the fact that he's never been a head coach. I don't think Jerry wants to do that.
Let's hook you up for sitting through all this suffering and turning it on, leaving it on.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call the number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Papa Roach and Rise Against at the American Airlines Center on March 23rd. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, let's take a little Cowboy break. We get back to it at 8 o'clock here on DFW Sports Station. We have Below the Belt at 840. Nick Eatman could not believe what he was seeing. Final hour back from the stadium at 9:20. 20. And we're going to have that giveaway for you every single day this week. Let's check on the rest of the NFC East.
Wilson settles back, raises the foot, gets the snap. Back to pass, looking. Going to float it up left for Williams. And Williams makes the grab in the end zone. What a throw. What a catch. Mike Williams in his first game in a Steelers uniform has hauled in a 32-yard touchdown strike from Russell Wilson.
Oh, you had to pick that clip, didn't you? You had to. What day was Mike Williams acquired, by the way?
That would be Tuesday. I think 15 minutes after Jonathan Mingo.
For a what?
Wasn't it a fifth?
Fifth or sixth, yeah.
It was a lower pick than what Jonathan Mingo was traded for. I know that.
So why was Mingo not dressed and playing and catching touchdowns for us and Mike Williams was playing?
Because the guys that we trade fourth round picks for have to sit on the bench for a year and a half before they can play.
There's Mike Williams, brand new addition, catching a gorgeous, and dang it, I was wrong about Russ and Mike Tomlin. Gotta admit it right now. I think they're putting up like 30 a game, something like that, as the Pittsburgh Steelers. This felt like a big, serious heavyweight fight. Mm. I keep waiting for Washington to flounder. I keep waiting for RJ to be right that they're overhyped. The Commanders were there throughout much of this game, but the Pittsburgh Steelers go into D.C. and get the W against the Commanders.
I see a lot of people talking about this Pittsburgh offense with Russ resembles his early Seattle offense where he's not having to throw it 75 times a game and you know, it's not... Look, and also, how much did Russ get impacted by the Denver culture? That's a lot. That's the other thing that people are talking about. But at the end of the day, this
the
is
one that's winning right now.
Yeah, this is, well,
and that should have beat Kansas City.
Well, but the Nathaniel Hackett culture and the fact that Sean Payton hated him and wanted nothing to do with him. But this is egg on the face for Aaron Rodgers.
Who
destroyed Mike Williams every chance he got. And he went on McAfee and destroyed Mike Williams. And then all of a sudden, Mike Williams goes to Pittsburgh and 4 days later catch a touchdown pass to win the game.
So this game had a little bit of controversy, Bobby, with the Zach Ertz fourth down.
I think he got it.
They went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Did he pick up the first down? Replay concluded that he did not.
Yeah, we were watching it in the press box, and I was certain when they came back they're going to they definitely gave him a bad spot. Like marking it a yard short was nowhere close. It was much closer than that. But I was sure that he had picked up the first down given where he caught the ball and where he had turned. And so they mark him short. They end up getting the ball back. Pittsburgh gets the fourth and one opportunity. And then the hard count, the rookie Johnny Newton dropping off sides, which was just...
Two Dan Quinn errors that... Here, we would be destroying and killing him for. He'll probably get a pass for it because it's a Hallmark card right now in D.C. Number one, the fake punt. Danny Smith almost lost his mind. I love watching Danny Smith on the sideline, special team Steelers coach. No one covered the receiver. It was the total opposite of the Cowboys fake punt attempt. And it was dropped by a Steeler. But horrible special teams by the Commanders. They got away with it. And then the stupid decision, the lack of discipline to jump off sides on the fourth and one, tricking Dan Quinn's defense, and the Commanders fall to 7-3, Pittsburgh 7-2.
Young player, it happens. I'm not convinced they were going to snap that ball either. Like, we were talking about that. Are they going to do it? Some people thought they were in the press box. I was like, nah, this is just a hard count, but Newton jumps off sides. I'll tell you what, watching that game back, though, the first thought I had was, you're damn lucky, Dallas, that Russ wasn't at quarterback the night that you guys played him. Because if this offense would have been out there, that Pittsburgh team probably beats you, and now you're 2-7.
Did you wake up yesterday morning to enjoy this with your breakfast?
Officially a 36-yarder for the win in Munich. Jansen snap, Hecker's hole, Pinheiro's kick. It is up, and Eddie wins it for the Panthers in OT.
Hated this on Panthers radio. A team tank gift for the Giants. Their fifth straight loss. They had two brutal red zone turnovers. They fall to 2-8, and Bryce Young wins his second straight start. First time Carolina's been on a win streak since September 2021.
Oh, gosh.
Panthers beat the Giants in Germany.
Oh, man, the Cowboys have the same amount of wins as the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, let that sink in. That's pretty bad.
Hey, they're catching fire just in time to see the Cowboys in December. Boy, if you You got some bad losses potentially on the schedule ahead of you if you lose to the Giants and Panthers.
Now, the Tankathon does not have the Giants with the number one pick. They have number two. Jacksonville has the number one pick. Now, they're not going to take a quarterback, most likely. I mean, they just signed Trevor.
He's hurt.
And he's hurt anyway. So they may, now the luck, maybe they trade down. Let's say at the end of the day, they trade down and somebody else takes one. The Giants want a quarterback. It's going to be there if Jacksonville stays at one.
What does Tony Romo think of these Dallas Cowboys? And what did you think of the Trey Lance experiment or whatever else you want to call it? More Cowboy calls and Odyssey app messages on the home of the Dallas football team next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.